This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Thomas Taylor Jr. would like the members of North Carolina's underground hip-hop scene to appreciate jazz legends like John Coltrane and Thelonious Monk. The professor of percussion at North Carolina Central sees North Carolina's long history in blues and jazz as a natural foundation for today's MCs. In his classes, Thomas invites aspiring rappers to improvise with him in front of the class. Now, it's true that hip-hop beatmakers have relied on jazz riffs for decades, but Thomas Taylor pushes his students beyond the predictable. He has taken two of those student lyricists under his wing for a project. The Thomas Taylor Extra Quintet features Thomas Taylor Jr., Annalise Stalls, William Ledbetter, Baron Timus, and MCs Nigel Black and Tamaine Robbins. And they are here now. Welcome to The State of Things, all of you. Great to have you here.
Yes, it's a pleasure
to have you here. Baron Timus, it's been too long since I've had you on the show as well. So let me talk to you about this project, Thomas, and about the theory behind it. What is it you're trying to do here?
Well, I started out wanting to create a new record, and I went back home to my hometown of Elizabeth City, North Carolina. And I first met Tamaine in one of my hip-hop classes in Greensboro. And I wanted him to be a part of the musical tradition that North Carolina has. And a lot of times people talk about music and how jazz is maybe similar to hip-hop in some cases. And other people feel like it's totally different. And I wanted to let people hear and see that there is a perfect marriage of that. So we did a live recording in Elizabeth City. I brought the band to Elizabeth City for 2 days, and we did two nights of performances for the people. And Tamaine came in and blew everyone away with his presentation and that opportunity to perform in front of everyone.
In a lot of ways, it shouldn't surprise people, because if you talk about hip-hop, that is a broad range of performance.
Absolutely.
And a broad range of music, and certainly true of jazz as well. But where are the intersections? Where do they come together no matter which brand you're talking about?
I personally think there's definitely some improvisation that has to be there.
Yeah.
There's an association with rhythm that absolutely has to be there. Of course, I'm a drummer, so I gravitate to the rhythm immediately. Right. And the knowledge of music and history, and of course, a lot of the people in hip-hop borrow music from jazz or from Latin music or disco, R&B, a lot of different styles, even classical music I hear in certain songs. But I think they understand that there's a musical lineage that has to be included in what they're presenting right now.
I got lots more questions about this, but first, I'd love to hear some of the music. Can we hear something now?
Absolutely. So this first song will be one from our recording. It's called Blue Crabs with a Side of Yawk.
From small town, big lights might drown from the years of the tears that been falling. What's my purpose? What's my calling? I'm going all in. Life is crazy. This the life that God gave me. So I praise thee. Yea, save me. Paved the way for me. But my hometown made me. Know who raised me? Single mother. Welfare. No health care or wealth here. Why can't nobody come help here? Frustration. Wish I was elsewhere. If you need it, I give more to you. Yeah. Don't trip, man. It's more for you. Yeah. Do you know what's in store for you? I'm a distressed denim rocking retro Jordan copping every single day I'm shopping, but I'm still broke. People dying while I'm sleeping say I'm still woke. But I ain't out here in the streets and I'm just doing research. Tweeting. I'm the one that caused depletion of the people you seeking. I'm consciously speaking, you probably need it. Cause your mind's been diluted, trees rootless, he's growing with no future. This that soul soother, for real. Cause I swear my mind been burning for days. I'm just turning the page, I'm learning my ways. Hope doesn't amaze, and brother get stuck in a maze. Feel like I'm trapped and I'm running in place. I'm becoming a slave to my own thoughts. Can't lie, man, the system is odd. Let him free, but still treat him like he living inside. Black man out of prison, can't get close to a job. So we high off angel dust to get closer to God. Whoa. We'll be right back.
There it is, the Thomas Taylor Extra Quintet featuring the band leader Thomas Taylor Jr. on the drums with Annalee Stalls on the sax, William Ledbetter on the bass, Baron Timus on guitar, and MCs Nigel Black and Tamaine Robbins. The group is hosting a workshop this Sunday at the Benton Convention Center in Winston-Salem for the North Carolina Music Educators Association annual conference. I'm also going to play a set at 3 on Sunday. Anyway, we've got all that at our website, stateofthings.org. So yes. if you missed it, you can check it out. That was a great tune. Let me talk to the MCs about this, because we talked to you, Thomas, about kind of your theories and why you think this comes together. But Tamaine, let me ask you, you know, kind of where you see the intersection. As somebody who's been an MC, does it change things for you as somebody who's not working on the laptop with just your beats?
Oh, no. Actually, I like it better live. And just being in Thomas's class, we really did something we call, I believe it was active listening. Yes. We close our eyes and we actually like listen to the beat, listen to the instruments and the melodies. And I think that definitely helped me the first time I played with him live, to just listen to the, you know, the rhythmic flow of what the drummer and everyone else plays, for me to find that rhythm as well.
Nigel, what about you? I mean, obviously you're performing live all the time and you're performing with other sound, but what's it like to be with these musicians? Does it change things for you?
Like Tamaine said, kind of to follow up, I personally love it, because this was one of the things I thought as a kid was kind of the easier thing, was being able to perform live versus actually trying to rap over a track, because I like the theatrics, being a theater kid as a young kid. It was kind of like the theatrics of being on stage and everything like that. So I like it as well.
Great stuff. Again, more questions, but how about if we hear more music? Would you do another song for us?
Sure, sure. This next one is one called North Carolina Indigo. We'll slow it down and give both MCs an opportunity to express themselves on this one. So this is North Carolina Indigo.
Trying to find the words, but all I can say is I miss you. Big bro, I'll make you proud. All smiles, no tissue. You was always by my side, listening when I had issues. Reminiscing off the times we rapped off different instrumentals. Sharing dreams and ideas, some complex and some simple. We all knew you had that light and we all loved to see it twinkle. You said my aunt who spoke to you because you ain't know your dad. And how you'll be the best father that your sons ever had. They said goodbye was why we're alive, because it may be our last days. I'm living life without regret because we traded bouquets. The way I see it, you completed life's little maze. I know you're looking down in heaven from disbelief and amaze. Picturing you and God waiting for me in front of the gate. You know, holding open the door, saving my place. And that's when I close my eyes, I thank him for you. Yeah, I thank him for you when I pray. And then I say, amen. Thank you.
Hope God forgive me for my sins. He never leave me even when my branches looking slim. I try to blossom, but my mojo still bubbling. How can I bloom when my entire family tree missing limbs? They dread my growth, so yeah, they try to steal my roots, yeah. They swerving in my lane, hey, now they trying to switch my route, yeah. I'm feeling closed in, but give you this naked truth. Hey, don't explore too much, cause I'm quick to give you the boot, yeah. I'm doper than a kilo. I'm trying to find my way like Carlito. I'm moving primo. I know my stilo. Hey, life is bananas, but if I peel it, will I find the keto? I'm digging holes till I hit ground zero. Da 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 da.
North Carolina in to go. We're here with the Thomas Taylor Extra Quintet. You can join the group at a workshop they're hosting this Sunday at 1 at the Benton Convention Center in Winston-Salem. They're also going to play a set at 3 this Sunday. And you can catch Thomas playing with Ariel Peacock at 7 o'clock this Monday at the Fruit in Durham. Yep. All of it's at our website, stateofthings.org.
Yes.
Another great song. This goes back a long time. I mean, the idea of playing, particularly jazz voiceover, I think of Gil Scott-Heron, mm-hmm. certainly.
Absolutely.
How is this just an evolution of that? Isn't it? Is it much the same?
People say it's the same. Some people say it's an evolution. And I think it depends on the age of the person that you're talking to. You know, because the people who know, who have lived through the 60s and the 70s, I think that they hear it and they understand that it's the same, that rarely, you know, very little of it is different. But somebody who may only be in their 30s or their 20s mm-hmm. or their teens, they will say, oh man, this is the cool new hot thing.
Yeah.
And that's not necessarily the case.
Well, here's what's changed. It is true, the revolution will not be televised. But
absolutely.
It is available on Netflix. So that's what's changed, quite clearly.
Absolutely.
How about for
yes.
you as a drummer? I mean, we talked to your two MCs about working with live musicians and how that affects their sound and their sense of creativity. What about you as a drummer working with rappers?
Yeah, I love it because, again, I gravitate to the rhythm. So, you know, there's a confidence that I want to hear from all of the MCs. And I always know who... Even if they've never done it before, they have it in them. You know, that kernel of power and passion. So when I hear someone and they get up and they may be nervous at first, and then all of a sudden they start to get used to it. And it's like, okay, are they listening to me or are they just doing their own thing? And that's part of the reason I love this interplay, because when they are listening, I can play something and they go, wait, whoa, you know, it's like, wait, you're pushing me, you're pulling me, you're dragging me, you're inspiring me. And I've grown up always being an instigator. So I think that that's the thing that I like with them, as well as hearing the message, you know. And when we hear an MC who is really good and they've got great messages that they want to mm-hmm. present to everyone, and we hear that great rhythmic element in their delivery. It's the thing I'm
also
always listening for.
Yeah, and it strikes me, too, that it's a kind of live sampling, if you think about it. I mean, a great artist, MCs, they'll put together, and producers, mm-hmm. you know, will pull something out of the air and say, oh, what about that thing that they did back in the 60s?
Exactly.
And it's a beautiful sound, and of course, we sample all the time. If Shakespeare couldn't sample, we wouldn't have... wouldn't have theater today,
exactly.
Right? So, but the idea that an artist, you know, like Annalise is playing the sax and she's got a repertoire in her head, and if you're doing some improvisation, it's essentially live sampling, right?
Absolutely.
You may not be pulling the whole riff off of, but your experience
yes.
is what we hear in that improvisation.
Yes, absolutely.
It's all great stuff, and I'm so happy you're here. I'm going to tell everybody once again who you are and where you're going to be.
All right.
Then I'm going to ask you to play us out.
No? Yes.
The Thomas Taylor Extra Quintet. Thomas Taylor is our band leader on the drums, joined by Annalise Stahls on the sax, William Ledbetter on the bass, Baron Timus on the guitar, MCs Nigel Black and Tamaine Robbins. They're going to host a workshop Sunday at 1 at the Benton Convention Center in Winston-Salem. Thomas is going to be playing with Ariel Peacock at 7 this coming Monday at the Fruit in Durham. And everything's at our website, stateofthings.org. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, the music of Thomas Taylor Extra Quintet.
Thank you. This one is called The Seeker, and we're going to close it out. So I hope you enjoy it. One, two.